philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports with John Reed and Cody McClure.
Leave one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. John Reed, Cody McClure, Cam Black. For the next 3 hours, we'll talk sports and other things, powered by Lloyd's Electric. How are we today? Thumbs up from Cam, Cody.
Doing good, Jack. Good to be here. Good to be anywhere. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm okay. Nice little Thursday afternoon. As we come in here and get ready to talk about sports and other things, powered by Lloyd's Electric.
Yeah, talk about some sports and some other things.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm great. There's a lot going on in sports today. I don't know if, the NBA, I heard their some of the sponsors or some of their partners have pulled out.
Who pulled out? I saw where Klay Thompson lost his contract, but I haven't seen. I'm blocked by Darren Rovell. So, like, I don't ever see, like, those updates.
Yeah, I heard their partners over in China.
Okay, so some of the people in China pulled out.
Yeah, they pulled out.
Yeah, I feel like China does this a lot where they threaten to pull out, then they come back. They just,
suspended their ties or something. So
I know the Lakers and Nets went ahead and played their game, and it was not an empty arena. So that didn't have any real repercussions, at least inside the arena. Kyrie Irving went out with he re-injured his face. But yeah, we're getting ready to get set. I was reading an article this morning. My guy Trae Young talking about spending his summer with Steve Nash, his idol, and just absorbing everything Steve Nash could teach him, and talking about making the playoffs, talking about making the All-Star game. So yeah, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Full steam ahead. NBA, let's go.
Me too. Getting excited for this NBA season. I can't wait for it to get underway. Ready for the NFL weekend as well. As always, we got a Thursday night game tonight. College football, Tennessee, Mississippi State, big one this weekend. It's a good time to be a sports fan. Even hockey season underway. I know a lot of people are enjoying that. So.
Are you the real-life meme right now of the guy hiding behind a smiling face as he weeps?
No, I love sports. I love sports, and I'm really happy about the sports that are currently going on. What is our Thursday night game tonight?
Giants-Patriots.
Giants-Patriots. What a game.
It's not really going to distract you tonight.
What a gridiron contest.
I don't know if I can buy that one.
So that's going to be quite a ball game there.
It's okay to go through some emotions. You were up last night. You were mad online.
I'm not going through any emotions. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, said what I said about Kershaw. And, yeah, it ended up being Walker Buehler who started the game, but it was Clayton Kershaw who got touched up by the Nationals and lost the series. At least lost the lead in the series.
Should have been a 7-game series.
Another chapter in the book for Clayton Manning. As he gags in the postseason. I felt really bad for him seeing those pictures. Here's some replays if you need to see them. There's Rendon going YAMO.
I don't need to see what happened.
And then the very next pitch, boom. Soto, that was a no-doubter there. Ugh. Man, that one was crushed, yeah, 449 feet. That one was destroyed.
I saw the game.
And you really feel bad seeing Clayton Manning sit there just really sad.
Why make fun of a local hero?
Look at him. Look at him. Look how sad he is. That would be a really low time in your life. Like, keep the camera. I mean, I get that we want to see the camera on him, I guess. I guess we do want to feel that drama, that passion. And he did really, like, scream in the seventh inning as he you don't get a strikeout. He really let the Nationals have that one as he screamed. So the picture of him sitting there really somber like a dog sitting out in the rain. It'd be tough to be devastated and then turn into a sad meme, right? That'd be insult to injury. And then in the ninth inning right there, it looked like rookie Will Smith almost hit a walk-off two-run bomb. Almost, but no, just warning track power.
Got Syracuse at NC State tonight, too. That could be a decent little college football game.
How do you let Joe Kelly get that double rocketed off the wall? You allow him to intentionally walk the next guy to load the bases. How do you let him stay in to give up the grand slam? How do you let that happen? By the way, it's the first grand slam ever in extra innings in a do-or-die game.
Well, isn't that great?
How do you let that happen? Like,
it's Dave Roberts.
What is Dave Roberts doing over there?
Dave Roberts, it's time to go. It's time for him to go.
You're calling for his head, and there's, I mean...
I mean, how many more blunders in the postseason is it going to take?
I mean, then the Dodgers just go down.
Oh, like, God, we're front page ESPN.
And then you just go down with a whimper in the night.
Dave Roberts will have to own this Dodgers disaster.
Didn't even put a runner on base. Ugh.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
How do you?
I can't enjoy anything.
How do you wait? How do you wait to bring in Kelly Jansen?
Kenley Jansen,
excuse me. Thank you. How do you wait to bring in Kelly Jansen? To pitch after the game's already 7-3. How do you wait? Is he your closer or is he not? Is he your best strikeout pitcher?
He's supposed to be. Yeah.
I feel like he's supposed to be like your best strikeout pitcher. I mean, when I watch Kelly Jacobs, he usually strikes out a lot of batters. But it was nice of Dave Roberts to save him because, I mean, I don't know if Dave Roberts knows, but when you're at home, there are no save opportunities in extra innings, mm-hmm. Right? I mean, there's no save opportunities once you get to the ninth inning, Todd. So, like, I don't understand what you are waiting for. If you're waiting for a high leverage situation, I would say bases loaded, no outs. That would be pretty high leverage. Nope, just let old Joe Kelly stay in, and he gave up a grand slam to a guy without really a lot of pop. I mean, that had to be the worst part about it. It's like, who hit the grand slam? A guy named Howie ended the season, Cody. A guy named Howie. Howie. Not Mandel either. Howie. Kendrick. Howie. Yeah. Yowie wowie. How'd he do it? He hit it right over the center field wall.
I saw it. Everyone was on base.
There was nowhere to put him. Like, they had to pitch to him. Like, there was no other base to put him on.
That's right. He knocked her out of there.
You okay?
No. I'm really not.
If you're not watching on Periscope, Cody showed up in his Dodgers hat. He is still bleeding blue. Now he is.
Can I be a real fan now?
He's maybe bleeding out.
Can I be a real fan?
Bleeding out blue.
The fact that I cared about this and it hurt me. Can I be a real fan yet? Am I allowed?
It's a part of. Like I said, you had to have your heart broken a couple times.
Well, it's broken.
There's step one of your
heart
broken.
Damn it.
That's step one.
Next year, that's not the only baseball game that happened yesterday.
Next year, when the Dodgers miss the playoffs, and if you stay through them through that,
they're not gonna miss the playoffs.
I don't know, man. It's going to get ugly this offseason. It's going to be a lot of question marks.
They're bringing everybody back. It's going to be fine. It's
going to be a lot of question marks. I don't know.
Everybody will be back. They'll be right back in the same spot next year, hopefully without Dave Roberts.
Usually when a team starts sliding, they continue to
slide.
They're not
sliding.
Well, they went to the World Series 3 years, and this year they lost in the first round.
They're not sliding.
That's a slide.
It was a bad game by their manager.
How many games did they win in the regular season? 106 games?
106 games.
Just a lose in the first round? Just a lose in the first round? That's the type of thing that you're like, oh, man, what did we just do? We ruined all of our hard work.
Yeah, it hurt.
We ruined all of that hard work.
It really hurt. I'm just glad that I got to actually watch the game, you know, mm-hmm. Actually go through the ups and downs, the highs and lows through the game and actually follow it to the end.
Is that better?
At least this game, was a 10-inning game. You know, you didn't know what was going to happen until the 10th inning, as opposed to the game beforehand. You know, the first game of the day.
Yeah, the Braves got their ass kicked. They didn't even get a chance to even really start the game. Freddie Freeman shall now be known the same way Clayton Kershaw is Clayton Manning from now until the end of time. Maybe Clayton Manning will be able to hang on with maybe he'll sign with the Yankees at the end of his career and get a championship or something like that. Maybe he'll get a World Series ring. But the same way he is now known as a elite, maybe best ever regular season pitcher and choke artist in the playoffs, same is now being said for Freddie Freeman. He will now be known as Freddie Harden. He is James Harden. Doesn't have the same ring to it, obviously. Clayton Manning, Clayton Kershaw, sounds good.
I don't know why we have to disparage a local legend in that way.
I called him the best ever. Clayton Kershaw might be the best pitcher ever in the regular season.
It's not a good comparison.
It's a great comparison.
Peyton Manning won 2 Super Bowls.
Okay. I mean, that will, like, the ring does kind of hurt it a little bit. Now, the second ring, whatever. I'm not counting that second ring. That was Von Miller's ring.
He won a, I mean, it's a Super
Bowl that's, ring. That's fine.
It's
that's
a team effort, and he won a Super Bowl
that's
ring.
That's fine.
He
but
was
you
the
can,
quarterback of the Super Bowl championship team.
Look at the splits, the statistics.
No, I know. They were bad.
They go, I mean, just throughout his playoff career, it got a little rough. It got a little shoddy.
He was still on that team.
I'm just talking about his entire career in the playoffs. A little shoddy. It goes from
he completed passes in the Super Bowl.
Greatest ever from greatest ever in the regular season to I don't know. I think I'd rather have Brady in the playoffs. Kind of.
You gotta have points to win.
Wow, Gabe Kapler finished. They're fired. That makes sense. Philly's really underachieved.
The writing was on the wall there.
Yeah
that
makes
you
sense.
You knew he was out in Philadelphia.
He was gone
all along.
He was gone. I am waiting to see if anything happens with Snitker, whatever the hell his name is. Snicker? Stinker? Whatever his name is, because that was rough to watch for the Braves, who gave up a 10 spot in the first inning. Also made history. That was the most runs given up in that round of the playoffs in history, I believe.
Tied for the most ever in any inning in the playoffs.
And it starts with a lead-out walk, a lead-off walk whenever your catcher drops a foul tip, which I saw some people mad about that. I feel like that's a hard play to make. I don't know. I feel like for a catcher, it's hard to catch a foul tip. I don't know. I've never done it. It seems like it'd be tougher, but it also seems like maybe something a catcher should do, especially if he's not going to hit. Like, you at least got to come in there and be solid defensively. I don't know. Some people were mad at Brian McCann for that. I don't know how you could defend what Freddie Freeman did in that inning, which was boot an easy double play ball with Yadier Molina running that would have kept the damage to 1-0 after the first, and the Braves would have had a chance. Instead, he boots it, loads the bases, a walk, a double, you walk the pitcher, and you don't get out of the first inning.
One of the most embarrassing things I've ever seen as a baseball fan.
It was almost at the point though where it became funny. It's like you just realize it's not a tragedy, it's a comedy.
I don't think it was funny to real fans.
Yeah, I think at a certain point you just have to laugh. I think you do.
No.
At a certain point of a blowout, you just laugh and say, "Well, that's the Atlanta sports team for you." Right? I mean, Cam, is that not how you felt? Like, you were just kind of like, well, Atlanta sports. This kind of becomes a joke at that point, but like, it's not like they came in as the heavy, heavy favorite to win the National League, and you know, had it was a team that was thinking World Series all year. Like, the Braves were really focused on just winning the NL East for most of the year. Now, like, they're like, sure, we have a team that can make a deep run, you know, but it wasn't like the whole season was about like redeeming themselves and finally winning a World Series. And
the
like
Astros
I said, they
were the favorite. To win the World Series.
I said heavy favorite in the National League. The Astros play in the American League. The Dodgers were a heavy,
well
heavy favorite in the National League all year long. So I'd say with the Braves, like, yeah, it was embarrassing, but eventually it became funny. It was not a late night punch to the gut, rip your heart out type of loss. I think it is a good question, though. We'll talk about that. Would you rather have your heart broken and ripped out, or would you rather just get your eyes beat shut?
We've had that conversation before.
I think we've had it the opposite of how you'd rather win. Examining the soul after a loss. can do that too. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. I put the poll question up, Fox Sports Knox. Who hurt worse after yesterday, Dodgers fans or Braves fans? There is something about being the favorite and losing, I think, that has to hurt worse. Right?
I mean, yeah, it hurts.
You're the favorite and you lose, and like your whole season was built around this moment. And like I said, it's, you know, 3 years of redemption. I guess they made the World Series twice in a row and lost, not three times, twice.
Right.
They're looking to get beat in the World Series a third year in a row.
At least we don't have to be the Buffalo Bills.
That's true. But at least the Buffalo Bills. The
comparisons were starting to come.
Is losing in the first round losing better than losing in the World Series? Because I would still rather lose in the World Series.
I don't know. I'm just looking for
positives.
Any kind of positives here. It was tough. I really cared.
Makes you feel better. Trae Young had 18.7 rebounds and 5 assists last night.
I don't care what Trae Young did.
Yeah, take it out on Trey. It's not his fault that Clayton Kershaw choked again. It's not his fault that, like, a legendary Dodger.
Do you feel good about yourself?
Failed to come up.
Do you?
Failed to come through in the clutch again.
Does it make you proud of yourself to disparage me in this way? To come at me on the internet last night when you knew damn well I was hurting. You knew I was.
I didn't come at you.
You knew I was drinking. You knew I was hurting.
No, I did not come at you.
Oh, yeah, you came at me.
All I did was said, at the FBI, when you said you wanted to blow D.C. off the map. That's all I said.
I didn't say blow them off the map.
What did you say?
Tweet,
wipe off the map?
That tweet should have been taken in a baseball connotation.
What did you say? Wipe?
I did not say we need to wipe D.C. off the map
in
terms of, you know, actual the city.
What'd you say? Wipe or blow? You said one
of
the two.
I said wipe.
Okay.
I said, I hope D.C. gets wiped off the map.
Yeah, and I felt like the FBI needed to get a look at that. That's a dangerous tweet to send.
I meant by the Cardinals.
We have to protect our nation's capital.
It was a baseball tweet. I mean, I think anybody could have known.
I don't think that
and
was
coming. And you just wanted to come and rub it in.
I don't think that was coming at you.
You just wanted to come and rub it in because you knew there was finally something I could enjoy besides Tennessee sports. You knew I actually cared about the Dodgers, and you wanted to make sure that you knew I was hurting and that you were happy I was hurting.
That is wrong.
That's exactly
that is wrong.
What it was.
We all saw, if you want to get down to brass tacks, if you want to actually talk about it, I saw the subtweet first.
The subtweet?
I saw you try to subtweet me.
What
I saw you try to subtweet me. You came at me before I even remotely came at you. By the way, tagging the FBI in a tweet is not coming at you.
I mean, what if they had arrested me for terroristic threats?
Well, that would have been an all-time backfire.
Yeah.
If I'd have got my buddy and my co-host arrested.
For terroristic threats.
I was about to delete
then
it.
Then I'd be sitting in some dark room explaining how it was supposed to be about the Cardinals and the Nationals.
I didn't want to. Then they'd be like, why are you a Dodgers fan? Why do you care this much?
Because I love the Dodgers. I'm
like, wait, you're from Arkansas, but you love the Dodgers.
I bleed blue.
Then you would have had to explain, no, I got the hat.
I went to a game.
I went to a game. And
I bleed blue.
But here we have a picture of you, sir, with your big board that says you're a Cardinals fan. So, like, what's the problem?
Then they probably wouldn't believe me.
Yeah.
Then I'd be imprisoned.
So I was about to go and delete the tweet to the FBI because I didn't want to get you in trouble.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you. I'm
and
sure
right when I was going to hit delete, I get a quote tweet of you trying to talk slick. So
talk
that was like, well,
slick.
Now I can't delete
what do you
it
mean,
because
talk slick.
You said I don't know what you were saying. You're trying to argue. You kept trying to like talk about the Braves losing as if that was supposed to be the same level of hurt for me.
Subtweet you. That was not about you. It was about all the people talking trash to me. You were included in it, sure, but
I'm looking right now.
You.
I'm looking right now, and I don't see anybody talking trash to you.
There were a lot of people talking.
I don't
trash
see anybody talking trash to you.
They were talking trash. They were laughing.
I don't think so.
They were pointing fingers. I got beat up in an alley.
I had tweeted something about Clayton Manning, and then I see a tweet right after that from Cody. I guess it's cool, though. We didn't give up 10 runs in the first inning. That was trying to be directed towards me.
That was not a subtweet.
Yeah, that's a subtweet.
No, it was not a subtweet.
It was right after I'd said Clayton Manning. What you don't understand is that the good thing about being a bandwagon fan is I was able to laugh that Braves loss off pretty easily. And
yeah, because you're not a real fan.
I've acknowledged that.
You just hopped on their bandwagon.
How many times have I had to say that? I've acknowledged it many times.
You have not acknowledged not being a real fan. You're a fan.
All day yesterday I said, I am on the Braves bandwagon. I have adopted them because the Reds stink. I've said that many times. Many times.
So if you don't care so much about them, why are you coming to bat for them? Why are you coming to their defense?
Where am I defending them?
I felt like the reason you came at me last night was so that you could show off for the locals. Because you knew I had been talking trash about the Braves.
All I said was...
So you thought you'd come out and stand up for the Braves.
No. Nope.
I'm going to be Mr. Hero. I'm going to stand up for all these Braves fans.
Cam.
That's what you were doing.
You can be the deciding vote. Am I standing up for Braves fans whenever I quote tweet him and say, at FBI, when he says, I hope DC gets wiped off the map? Is that me defending the Braves fans' honor?
Yes.
I don't think that has anything to do with the Braves fans. I think that's more like...
Thank you.
The Braves lost. You knew it made me happy. Then the Dodgers lost. You knew I was devastated. You knew I was drinking. You knew I was in a dark place.
Why would the Braves losing make you happy? Yesterday on the show, you were talking about how you were hoping the Braves won.
You knew I was in a dark place.
And all I said was, I never took up for Atlanta. All I said was, it just had to hurt extra bad watching your team blow a two-run lead with a legend on the mound.
You know what you were doing.
I think you were sitting there with your thumbs,
and you said, you're thinking, I don't text with my thumbs.
You know, I don't text with my thumbs. You know that.
With your index fingers.
My index finger tweeter. Or a left thumb, right index finger tweeter. That's me.
Well, you congratulations came, for
you
being
came
a big
at me.
Hero.
You came
and,
at me.
And taking down Cody the Terrible Dodger. Congratulations.
I wasn't trying to take you down. I just wanted to talk about how much it had to have hurt.
I kind of wish I was arrested for terroristic threats so you'd feel bad today.
I thought at the very least they would maybe lock your account down for 12 hours while they vetted you.
They should have known. I mean, come on. Well... They should have known.
They would have ran your geo tag and be like, wait, this guy's in Tennessee. Why is he so mad about the Dodgers game?
It's a baseball tweet.
The good thing about this, these bandwagon people kind of got it figured out.
What bandwagon people?
I don't know. People who hop from bandwagon to bandwagon. Like, I had a fun season rooting for the Braves. It sucked yesterday in the first inning, but after that I was able to just kind of laugh and say, you know what, Freddie Freeman. More like Freddie Harden, choke artist. Baseball's cruel in the sense that you have to wait 162 days, right? Or 162 games, even more than days, like, you know, 220 days. And then it's all gone just like that, boom. And then you got to have your offseason and go through that big, long marathon again.
Big Josh says that my pain makes his more bearable.
See?
So that's exactly... what I was saying.
We're bringing people together.
You knew when you sent those tweets that it would be that all the Atlanta Braves fans would see it and they would remember the things I had said earlier in the day about Chipper Jones.
That's not true. That's just people misery. You think I created the term misery loves company? You think I did that? No. Big Josh is happy because he knows you're sad too, so he feels okay. They knew you were going to be sad regardless of whether or not you tried to come at me for tweeting the FBI at you.
I think it was just you chasing internet clout.
Oh, was that it?
That's what it was. Getting all the locals on your side.
All the locals on my
side. That should be your brand.
Yeah.
Instead of Channel 6. Channel 6 on your side.
Just me clout
chasing.
John
Reed on your side.
Just me clout chasing, trying to win over all the Braves fans by saying, yeah, guys, today really sucked for y'all, but at least you didn't lose like the Dodgers. That's the way to win people over.
John Reed on your side. Straight from the heart.
These bandwagon people got it figured out. If it works out, great. If not, I was able to snap and clear pretty quickly. I was still rooting hard for the Braves, don't get me wrong, but I know there's people out there hurting a lot more than I was yesterday. Braves fans and Dodgers fans.
Well, I'll have you know I'm no bandwagoner.
Okay.
There's a reason I wore my hat today.
Because those flags are still flying high here in Knoxville, Tennessee.
I'll be sticking with my Dodgers. Now, I will be pulling for the Cardinals against the Nationals because of what the Nationals did to us.
Okay. But only because of what the Nationals did to you.
But that does not mean I am a Cardinals fan.
Okay.
I will still be watching the baseball games, however.
I will not be. I'm out. No more baseball for me. It is NBA season.
Hope you're proud of yourself.
I don't think I did anything here at all. I don't think I did anything at all. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. This football season, or baseball season, don't be like the Dodgers. Don't let your lights get knocked out. Do the smart thing and call Lloyd's Electric Service and pick you up a Generac automatic standby generator. Lloyd's Electric Service and their LES Facilities Service Division provides complete generator sales, service, and installation in Knoxville and the surrounding areas. With great financing options available, owning a home generator has never, ever, ever, ever been more affordable. Commercial, industrial, residential. Lloyd's does it all. Contact them at 865-692-6700, 692-6700, or online at lloydselectricservice.com. Lloyd's Electric Service, your business, our priority. Cam, we've heard Cody weigh in. What's your take? What's your vote? What's worse, getting blown out and not having a chance, or leading for most of the way and collapsing?
I think I'm going to lean towards the collapse because I still have PTSD from the Super Bowl. And that definitely hurts more than the games where we've just straight got blitzed and lost. Mm-hmm. Because it just gets your hopes up even more. Like, it's more than, like, you already have your hopes up going into the game, but when you're automatically just down that quick, you don't have time to hit a new peak. But, like, that Super Bowl, like, yeah. I was full peak, like, wow, it's over. And
that obviously gets, that one gets magnified because you are in the Super Bowl, right? Yeah. Obviously, like, and it's Tom Brady, it's the Patriots, it's 28-3, and then to have... That one's a little bit different because that's like losing a huge lead.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday the Dodgers didn't lose a huge lead. It was just 3-0, which, I mean, yeah. You would think with the pitching staff they have with Walker Buehler, who's supposed to be this wonder kid, and Clayton Kershaw, who's like a legend, you would think a 3-run lead would be, it might as well be 28-3, yeah. Really, honestly, Buehler at home was with that lineup. But
I need to take a shot at Buehler.
You would think that the game would be over, I guess.
Kershaw's owning it. Kershaw's owning it.
He has no choice.
He said right now
can't run away from this one. Yeah.
He said after the game, all those things that people are saying about me in the postseason, he said right now they're true.
Yeah.
He's owning it.
How big of you, Clayton Kershaw, to admit
that? It is big of him.
In your six pitches, giving up two bombs, yes, that makes the narrative that you are a postseason choker true.
I had one job to do, he said. Just get three outs. I got one out. He's owning it.
Was he only going to pitch two more batters, I guess, or was he going to try to get through a whole inning? I was unsure of that.
Apparently, just two more batters.
Seems weird whenever you have a elite setup guy. And is it Madea? How do you say his name?
Madea. I don't know how you say his name.
Okay. Spelled like M-A-D-E-A. Yeah.
It's spelled like M-A-E, right? M-A-E-D-A, right?
Okay, yeah, maybe. Yeah. So is that what I said or no?
I don't know how to say it.
Yeah.
Madea.
He seems like a kind of an elite setup guy, so you would think, like, maybe Madea. Just put him in the eighth inning, like, imagine how different this feeling would be for the Dodgers and my dear friend Cody McClure had they just let Clayton Kershaw come in, get the skeletons out of the closet, get your one out. Who did he strike out? Was it Rendon? No. Who was up in the seventh inning that he struck out?
I'll
have to go back and look.
It was Rendon. Rendon got one of the hits. Rendon and Soto.
Okay, that's okay.
They got the hits.
Was it
89 mile per hour?
Wasn't Trey Turner
89 mile per hour pitch?
I'll have to look to see who who he struck out in the seventh with, you know, two guys on.
Adam Eaton.
Eaton, okay. Like, if he just would have left after that, like, got his one strikeout, his big moment, he shut the door, Kershaw, and then they go with Medea, whatever the hell his name is, in the eighth inning, he does his thing, Jansen comes in, does his thing in the ninth, Dave Roberts is a genius, Walker Buehler is a stud, Clayton Kershaw's clutch, go Dodgers, go.
That's what should have happened.
But instead, they got cocky. They said, hey, we got to let Kershaw come back out.
Dave Roberts is too loyal to Kershaw. That's what it came down to. It's like he wanted him to have this big moment finally, and he it didn't happen. The opposite happened. And now he's just viewed as he always has been viewed, except more intense.
The good news for Clayton Kershaw is that
there's always next year.
There's always a redemption story possible, right? Like, B-Rabbit went from a huge choke artist to, you know, he beating the whole free world. He didn't choke that go around. Like, he had choked a couple of times before, but then eventually it clicked and, you know, he took down the whole free world.
How about Virginia basketball?
Mm-hmm.
Went from being the first one seed ever to lose to a 16 seed.
Yeah.
Next year, they come back, boom, okay. National championship.
Yeah.
So, and that's kind of what losing to the Nationals was, like losing to a 16 seed.
Nah, it wasn't that bad.
They've never won a playoff series.
That is true. You were, Clayton Kershaw is responsible. And Dave Roberts.
Stay in the fight.
And Joe
Stay
Kelly.
Stay in the fight.
I mean, that's what the manager said. Whenever you've been playing playoff games since May 24th, whenever you've been, you dug yourself a big hole and you've had to claw your way out of it, whenever a game's a playoff game, it's probably a lot different than being a fat, well-fed, comfortable dog like the Dodgers were. I mean, they had, what, 15-game division lead by the All-Star break or something like that? They coasted, and you saw what happened.
Hey, spend more money.
I don't think the answer is to spend more money. That they just got beat. It's not spend more money. It's.
Well, I'm saying if you want to be the fat, well-fed dog.
If you spend the money, you're supposed to win.
Other baseball teams could do that, too, if they wanted to.
Right, and they win. The Red Sox win.
That's the same thing with the Astros and the Rays right now.
The Astros have also won a World Series.
The Rays are not spending any money. The Dodgers have won a World Series.
Not since 86.
Since 88.
Okay, not since 88. You're right. That was the Red Sox Mets. Not since 88.
It's been a minute. Same as Notre Dame. Pretty sure that was their last national championship.
Is that the boat you want to be in?
Not really, no. Yeah. I mean, we've been really, it's a good comparison, though, because we've been there every year.
Yeah.
Been in the playoffs the last 7 years. Yeah. You know? I mean, we were going on 4 straight NLCS.
Oof, man.
Didn't quite get it.
I would say for Braves fans, now, if you can somehow remove the idea of thinking you had a game left to take care of business, I would say the Braves fans, at least for me, you know, someone who was rooting for them, game 4 hurt worse than game 5. For me, game 4 hurt worse than game 5. Like I said, at a certain point in game 5, you just started laughing. It was probably when it was 7-0, maybe 9-0. You just start giggling. You're like, oh, man, this is ridiculous. For me, though, game 4, much more frustrating. You came back. You got the lead. You had chances to blow that wide open with the bases loaded twice, and you just lose in heartbreaking fashion. A little bloop hit in the eighth inning ties it, and then a sacrifice fly in the tenth inning wins it. You could have closed the series out. You could have advanced. To me, that one hurt way worse than just getting your ass beat in game 5. I think, thinking back of missed opportunities, thinking back of, we could have just done one thing different, won that game, like sorry, Cam, you might want to close your ears. I don't want to twist the knife here, but hey, maybe Matt Ryan don't take this sack. Hey, maybe just kneel, just literally just sit down and take a knee, and we'll kick a field goal and we'll win. Don't drop back 8 yards and get sacked and get knocked out of field goal range. Hey, maybe just hand the ball off. Maybe just quarterback sneak it. Let's just let's run this clock. Let's get out of here. Just do one thing different, and the outcome is different. I don't know if that's the case for the Dodgers last night, but if it's like, hey, we don't bring Kershaw back out there, we bring in our setup guy, maybe that goes different. The Braves, you get one hit in game 4. One hit. Game 1 even, like, Acuna doesn't get held to a single on a ball that should have, you know, that went to the wall and should have been an easy double, then maybe he scores that extra run you maybe need. To me, those games are always way worse to lose than just, eh, well, we got our ass beat.
I mean, it hurts me worse because I'm a Dodgers fan.
Sure.
But I couldn't help but think if I was a Braves fan yesterday, it would just be, it would just, it wouldn't be a gut punch. It would be like somebody just kind of stuck their hand up and just pulled your heart out.
I think it was just
like the Dodgers was more of a, oh, just get punched in the gut. Like, oh, we should have had that.
Yeah, see, I don't think the Braves felt like they should have had that game yesterday. I think it was more just like, I think for in their situation, it's just you get through the end of the season, you're like, ah, great regular season team. It feels like we have to do something else to get over the hump.
At least it was a quick death, I guess.
Whereas the Dodgers, like, what one move do you make to get over the hump? Is it maybe you fire Dave Roberts and you get into the bidding war for Joe Maddon? Like, hey, you love L.A., Joe? Well, here. I know you know, worked in the Angels organization forever, but here, come try to manage this team, and you know, you can kind of get us over the hump finally. You'll be viewed as the guy who can get people over the hump.
I think we could get him.
And we have a much better chance with the Dodgers of winning a World Series than the Angels do.
Who wants to live in Anaheim?
I don't know. I don't know anything about Anaheim. It seems like a nice city, but I don't know. Is that a city like where people don't want to live in?
It's far from L.A.
Okay.
I mean, it is L.A., but it's, you know, it's
it is, further, but it ain't L.A.
It's further east.
Sure.
It's like Dodger Stadium, you're right over there in Chinatown. I mean, you're downtown.
Okay.
I feel like that'd be way better.
And if you're the Braves, like, does making a move at your manager feel like you're getting over the hump? Because it does feel, you know, kind of like we talked about yesterday, that window can kind of close on you. Now I think the Braves are going to be fine. The Braves still have a youth movement they can do. You know, you let Markakis walk. Brian McCann retired yesterday. Maybe you just chase one big free agent in the offseason. I know some Braves fans really want to throw big money at Gerrit Cole.
The Houston pitcher?
Yeah, he's a free agent. Throw some big money at him. Spend some money. But the Dodgers, like, it feels like they have pretty much, I don't want to say maxed out, but it feels like they, you know, what move do they make outside just making a managerial change?
I think it's
the roster's already pretty elite.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you do.
Yeah. Unless they just, we're going to sign Gerrit Cole.
Just kind of came up short, you know? Yeah.
It's all right, buddy. It's not your fault.
Came up short.
There's always next year.
I feel like it is my fault.
Only one team can win the championship, you know?
I feel like if I had been there, they would have won.
I feel like if you wouldn't have gone to see Joker in game 4, because they were leading when you left, and you kind of abandoned them to go watch a movie because you're like, oh, we got game 5, it'll be fine. Kind of feel like if you'd have been more committed in game 4, it might have gone differently. Kind of feel like people are superstitious for a reason, you know? Kind of feel like it could have been different.
People are superstitious because they believe in spooky ghosts.
Yeah.
It's not real.
I mean, they were winning when you lost, when you left.
And then they lost.
Yeah.
It's just a game.
It's just,
unless you're saying the momentum changed because I left.
I don't know what it would be.
How can you defend superstition but be anti-momentum? Kind of the same thing.
I mean, I'm not actually superstitious. That was just a joke. I was just trying to twist the knife a little bit more on you. I do not think that you're going to see.
Oh, so you are doing it out of spite.
Well, that last
now
one.
You admit it.
That last one right there, I was.
Took 46 minutes. Now you've admitted it.
That last one right there was. I don't think the Dodgers lost because you went to see a movie. No, I don't actually buy into that theory.
As Big Josh points out, the MLB was not. They're not using juiced baseballs for the postseason.
Mm-hmm. So,
and that probably affected both the Braves and the Dodgers.
Yeah, both of them hit a lot more home runs in the regular season.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because we had a couple last night that were right to the fence.
That,
you know,
walk off with Will Smith would have been a home run.
Yeah, with a juiced ball.
That flies an extra 4 feet, and that's a home run.
See, the MLB just,
that does seem really stupid that you go with a ball for the whole regular season, then you change it for the playoffs. Like, that does seem a little, I guess it should be a bigger story. does seem like if I was a Braves player, a Braves front office person, a Dodgers front office person, I'd be like, hey, what happened to these damn baseballs? Same for the Twins. Like, they all of a sudden went from, you know, hitting a bunch of home runs and scoring a bunch of runs and getting shut down. I'd be a little upset, too. Like, hey, let's play. We built our lineup around this. What the hell? Hope the Joker was worth it. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. We got a little bit of time here left in this hour. I think the audience would like for you to put into perspective just how sad you are. And just like,
would they? Is that what they want?
Just where yesterday ranks in terms of heartbreaking games for you. I think the crowd would appreciate you putting that into perspective.
In terms of where it ranks for...
It's like just recent all-time sports losses. Where does this rank? I mean, how sad are you? Do you still have the will to live and root on the Dodgers next year? Do you still have the will to, like, watch baseball the rest of the time? Is it just, like, taking the taste out of... giving a bad taste in your mouth for sports in general? Like, how do you feel about this loss?
I would rank it as my... number two.
Oh, wow.
Biggest disappointment this year.
This year. Okay. I thought you were going to say ever. I was going to say, what? So this year. This is your second most crushing loss of the year. What's number one?
The Georgia State football loss in Tennessee football.
Okay, so Georgia State, number
one. That was pretty heartbreaking.
Okay.
This would be number two.
Okay. That seems fair.
I was really into the game last night. You can ask the people that were there.
So this ranks ahead of Cody Parkey going double doink?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So that whole Bears thing, we just acknowledged it was a farce.
I kind of like to root for the Bears. It's not a farce. I kind of like to root for
them. Kind of like is not the same as big fan, but it's okay.
I really like the
Dodgers. For a while, you tried to keep the bit. All right, so like for a while, you tried to keep the...
And I'm getting tired of defending it, by the way.
You're not having to defend
it. I'm tired of you asking me about it every day.
You don't have to defend the Dodgers thing. I'm trying to put it in perspective. I think people can tell the difference between, you know, your sadness now. That's why they're asking. They want to know just how sad you are. So right behind Georgia State.
Yes.
I was not saying to put to bed the Dodgers farce. I believe you. I said we put to bed the Bears farce.
I mean, I kind of root for the Bears.
Kind of root is not a fan. It's fun. Okay. We'll put it in, get to bed. Like,
yeah.
Good night.
Okay. Yeah.
Get the board back out.
Do I need to erase it off the board?
We got to get this board back out and realign Cody's teams. We have chains. We're no longer with the Cardinals, and apparently we're no longer with the Bears.
I don't even know where the board is.
What? Our board's not outside?
I haven't seen it.
Did someone take our board?
I don't know. I haven't seen
it. I'm holding you responsible if that board's gone.
How would I be responsible?
Because you said many times you're in charge of the board.
I guess I did I did say that.
Yeah. You said that many times. So
well, I lost it.
I'm holding you responsible for the board.
Well, we need a
new
one.
Is the board not out there?
Somebody stole it.
First the hat, now the board.
First
we're being robbed.
What is happening here? Did you?
Might be the same culprit.
Did you, Jussie Smollett, this? Did you take the board?
Jussie Smollett.
Just so you didn't have to...
Jussie Smollett.
Just so you didn't have to keep up with it anymore, and now you get to play victim of, my board's been stolen.
Someone stole it. I don't know. I'm sure it's out there
I'm about to pin a strongly written email if that board is gone.
I'm sure it's out there somewhere. You're going to pin an email? How are you going to do that?
You know what I mean. Type. Verbally pin.
I would love to see you just...
I guess mentally pin.
Writing on your computer screen with an ink pen.
On the computers that are touchscreen, can you do that? Are there apps you can do that? No.
Probably.
There probably should be. I know on the tablet, right? Like on a tablet, you can handwrite.
I saw a new phone that is coming
phones
out.
Phones you can do, I think.
That it changes drawn words.
Okay.
What am I thinking of?
I don't know.
It changes it to text. Like if you
you write and then just text.
You write it on your phone screen and it'll change it to text.
I think that's been out for a while.
Yeah, like that already exists.
The note, right? Well, didn't the note have
all
that for a while?
Have that, yeah.
Oh, well, they were advertising it on a commercial
cool,
the other day. So I thought it was maybe a new thing.
So number one, Georgia State loss. Number two, last night, Dodgers ripping your heart out and stomping on it. And
you can ask the people.
I believe you.
At the bar.
You were mad enough to subtweet me and then mad enough to keep quote tweeting me at me.
I was making a scene. I was very upset.
Whenever you get the quote tweeting and the subtweeting, you know, running, I know you're angry.
I was not subtweeting.
Can you not just reply?
I was not subtweeting.
Did you have to keep quote tweeting? Did you have to just keep doing that? We could have just had a nice little
You
could have
just
thread.
Never came at me.
All I said was FBI. That's all I said. It was funny.
It was not funny.
It got a lot of likes.
I didn't think it was funny.
Me snitching on you to the FBI.
Yeah,
got
a lot of likes. Exactly. Exactly.
Not from Braves fans.
Chasing internet clout.
Not from Braves fans.
You were clout chasing last night.
I was making a joke.
You wanted to be the local hero.
No, I was making a joke at my friend's expense.
Yeah. It hurt.
Just a little roast session.
Just so you know, it added on.
Just a little roast session.
You accomplished your goal. You added on more pain than I was already feeling. So congratulations.
That's.
You got to go higher.
I wasn't trying to do the Joker laugh. I can't do the Joker laugh.
What was that laugh?
That was just me laughing.
That sounds like maniacal laughter. That sounds like a rich old villain.
That's what it was supposed to be. Just maniacal laughter. Mm-hmm. I can't do the Joker laugh. It was just supposed to be maniacal laughter. What would your biggest losses be of this year so far, Cam? Do you have any that stick out? I think mine would probably be number one, I guess, so far this year has been losing to the Colts week 17 last year with a chance to go to the playoffs. That sucks, losing to it's the only one that really jumps out, though, in this calendar year. Georgia State obviously sucked, too.
Yeah, I don't really – like I have, like y'all said, the Georgia State and stuff is just kind of like, but I don't really have any of it super hit home.
Well, we got a Purdue.
Oh, yeah.
Purdue's probably my number one.
I forgot about – yeah. That would be probably my number
– Maybe we'll do some power ranking of that later. Maybe we'll power rank our most devastating losses so far of 2019. Stick with us. Hour one is in the books. Hour two is on deck. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.